USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
I think it's going to be a very big success.
The president speaking in Elkhart, Indiana, talking about the upcoming meeting scheduled with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. The White House now saying the summit's been planned for June 12th in Singapore. Meantime, the man who officials believe to be the Golden State Killer is facing additional murder charges. The district attorney for Santa Barbara County bringing new charges against Joseph D'Angelo, the 72-year-old being held behind bars for several gruesome murders. Israel strikes dozens of Iranian military bases in Syria after Iran missile attacks aimed at the Israeli state. Israel stating the world needs to take action to stop the spread of Iranian military proxy wars throughout the Middle East, as Iran continues arming and training terrorists from Iraq to Syria and the Arabian Peninsula in its efforts to gain power in the region. And California toying with the idea of requiring all new construction to have solar panels. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com.
Results of the military's long-awaited investigation of the deaths of four American soldiers in Niger in October were made public at the Pentagon. We get details from USA Radio's John Clemens.
Among the findings in the 6,000-page report included the men had not been fully trained and that the mission conducted near the Mali-Niger border had not been approved by the proper military authorities. General Thomas Waldhauser says, as a result of the report, changes have been made for all U.S. troops operating in Western Africa.
Yeah, I will ensure the lessons learned are communicated to all levels within AFRICOM, as well as within the component commands, and integrate these changes into our daily operational activities.
I'm John Clemens.
The President and First Lady greeting three Americans freed by North Korea's Kim Jong-un after the President's announcement that the upcoming meeting with Pyongyang would take place in Singapore. Experts say Hawaii's Kilauea volcano could blow its top in the coming days, causing boulders and volcanic ash the size of refrigerators. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Five more suspected Ebola cases have been reported in an African Congo town where an Ebola outbreak was declared last week. The CDC says this is the ninth Ebola outbreak in the Congo since 1976, when the deadly disease was first identified. More Americans are suffering from major depression, according to a new report from Blue Cross Blue Shield. We get details from USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
It shows diagnoses of clinical depression are up 33% since 2013 in the U.S. Experts who compiled the report say depression is a serious health risk because people who suffer from it also tend to have other health problems, including chronic illnesses and substance abuse. The report says people with depression could, on average, lose nearly 10 years of a healthy life.
Senate Democrats and a single Republican moved to force a vote to restore net neutrality protections.
A group of senators, led by Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer and Senator Edward Markley, filed a discharge petition necessary to trigger a vote to overrule the Federal Communication Commission's decision to revoke the Obama-era protections. Schumer and other senators argue if the protections were to be repealed, consumers would be forced into paying inflated premiums for Internet access. Senator John Thune described the 2015 net neutrality rules as outdated and called on Democrats to negotiate bipartisan legislation. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And I'm John DeMaster for USA Radio News.